Okay, today's daf is Trumos, daf Gimel, as we continue our new Masechta, Chamisha Lo Yitromu, first parak, which talks all about the people who cannot be Mafrish Truma, and it speaks about the Cheresh, the Shota, and the Katan. And yesterday we dealt with a couple of halachic contexts, Hafrashas Truma, and Gittin, and Kiddushin, and other related issues. I wanted to speak about Gittin for a little bit, and then we'll get back to the day that we're in the middle of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So we know the process of Gittin. There is an interesting shita that we don't paskin like, but already reflects something unusual about get. Well, let's the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Yud Ches. The context there is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin in Gittin. The Mishnah says, "Nechta b'yom, nechta b'yom, b'layav nechta b'layla, b'layav nechta b'yom kasher." As long as the get is written and given on the signed on the same halachic day, then it's fine, no problem. It's not a muktam, it's not a meuchar, as we have been talking about. But if you write a get on one day and you sign it that night, it's pasul. The Mishnah says, right, because that is a shtar muktam, right? It's written one day and the sign the next day. So really, it only went into effect that night, but really the date is earlier. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's kosher. We don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, but we can learn something from Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon said it's kosher, even if it was written by day and signed at night. Shahei Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol hakittin shenichtavu bayom, nechtavu balayla psulin chutz migitei nashim. Shamuktim is a problem, except by Gitei Nashim, which is not, as Rashi says, Lav Luguvaina Avida. It's not there for collection purposes. You're not worried about going to Lakuchos that bought land in between, so that's not going to be a problem. Why does Rabbi Shimon say kosher? Why does Rabbi Shimon say that the get is okay if it's Muktam, even if might say that the husband has certain rights, like eating peros of some of the karka of the wife from the date written on the get. But what do you mean? Maybe the get is 2 days early, and therefore it'll say that he doesn't have rights from 2 days ago, and really he had the rights because the get wasn't signed until tonight. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that it's okay? So Rabbi Shimon holds. Ksavar. Rabbi Shimon holds Yud Chesam and Aleph now. Kiva Shnasavein of Lagarsha Shavein Lo Peros. Once the husband decides to divorce his wife, he can no longer eat the fruit of the karka that she brought into the marriage. Without getting into the details about Malug and Son Barzal, but Rabbi Shimon says there's something that kicks in once you have Nasan Einav Lagarsha. That reflects that this is a huge topic, but that shita reflects that gerushin is not just a one moment in time, that the man gives the get to his wife, and that's the beginning and the end of the process. Really, it is a process that starts already earlier. Nasav Einav Lagarsha, already, according to Rabbi Shimon, there is something halachically that kicks in from that moment in time to Tuta Halacha. The marriage has already started to be broken down, right? That's the that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. There is a fascinating machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel discuss. We know that there is 3 months. The Gemara in Gittin here on Daf Yud Ches discusses Meimasai Monin Leget. When do you count 3 months? We know that there's a dinter abanan of a havchana, of separation after a woman gets divorced or her husband dies. She's not allowed to get married for 3 months. Why? Because of havchana, you ought to make sure you know who the father is. So 3 months. So when do you start counting that 3 months? So Rav says from when the get is given, that's when you start counting the months. And Shmuel says, no, you start counting the months from Shas Ksiva, from the Ksivas Haget. From the Ksivas Haget, what happens if you don't give the get for 2 months after the Ksiva? You know, why do you start counting the months? And we paskin that way. Here we do paskin that way. You go from Shas Ksiva. Why would you, start from Shas Ksiva? So, explain the Achron. I'll read it. Rav Shechter has this in Eretz HaTzvi. Menahechrech Lomar Bazeh. He says, you know what this reflects? The Chazal say that you need 3 months between two marriages, right? Midrabanan. It's in the Drabanan. But when does the marriage stop? According to Shmuel, already from Ksiva Saget, we might not pass him like Rabbi Shimon, Nasav Einav Lagarsha, but already from Ksiva Saget, there's already a breakdown of the marriage. You might say there's, you know, a couple of stages in the marriage process, Kiddushin and Nisuin, right, going in one direction, so the unraveling of that, Gerushin also goes in the opposite direction. Demonin, Gimel Chachi Avchana, Rakmi Azmancha, Tama Venigmura Ha'ishus. And that's the Chiddush of Shmuel. Even though they're still married, still, because every Ishas has two Chalakim. In Isra Kuli Alma and a Heter Labayla. And now, once the Ksivas Aget, a husband and wife are not allowed to live together if they're thinking of getting divorced, there's already been a Mixas, Hafkas, Ha'ishus, and therefore, certain halachas kick in, like hafchana. And there are many other rayas to that, but just to mention one rishon and one achron, and then we'll continue. Again, we don't pass them like Rabbi Shimon, but there is a Rashbam. Remember this Gemara, Baba Basra Kuf Memvav. There was a man that was married, and people started telling him that your wife does not have her sense of smell. Doesn't have her sense of smell. He's like, what are you talking about? She never told me that. She can smell fine. And they said, no, she doesn't have a sense of smell. She's a totranis. A totranis means she can't smell. So he goes, he wants to test her. I don't want a wife that can't smell. So he goes to test her. And he goes into a churva, he goes into a private area. And all of a sudden he says, Amarlo, reach snona ni me reach begalil. I smell a radish. You smell a radish, honey? Right? And she knew that she was being tested. And Amrale, she says, Man Yavlan mi kosavas di ericho v'achal nabe. Oh, she says, Derach Schog, I wish I had some sweet dates to eat with my radish. Right? She, I'd say, Darka lecho tarmi matznon, they used to eat dates with radish. Anyway, she was being sarcastic. So it's very unclear what her answer was. And all of a sudden, Rahman al-Hassan, the churva fell down, and Nava churva v'mesa, and she died. And she died right then. So Amr Chachamim, so, what's the issue? He had in mind, sounds like that if he didn't find that she had a sense of smell, maybe he would have divorced her, maybe it would have been a mekatos. So, Amru Chachamim Hov lo nichnas achrei alobotka mesa eino yarsha. Right? If she dies, he doesn't yarshin her. Why? What's going on here? Says the Rashbam. Hov nechaz achar elabotka meisen yarsha tekiva shayi b'daito legarsha imim sen a balas mum, since he had in mind to divorce her if he finds that she was a balas mum ubetoch kach meisa kodem shenispaisu, and she died before they made up, eino zocha b'yerusha. Why? Because there's already been a breakdown of the marriage, because he already had das to divorce her. Umehacha shamina, and then the Rashbam adds on his own. From here you say, we might not paskin this way, but this is the Rashbam. Should be Shemesa Ishto Mito Ktata, another jump. Not just from what he just said, but if somebody has an argument with his wife, let's say they're separated. Sheyish Badaitu Lagarsha, he has a mind to divorce his wife. Shub Eino Yarsha. He does not Yarshan her. If he already had in mind, he didn't divorce his wife yet. He just decided to divorce his wife. There's already no Yerusha. Kidam Rinan, and what does he quote? Rabbi Shimon. We don't pass it like Rabbi Shimon. What's the Rashbam quoting to Rabbi Shimon for? Right? Because he must see something in Rabbi Shimon's Shita that it has a true ring and a true element, even though we don't paskin that halacha l'maisa. That's the Rashbam. That's a chiddush. And then if you look in the Yamshel Shlomo, and we'll finish this discussion, and get in on that Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, the Yamshel Shlomo discusses, U'maisa baliyadi, the Marshal says, he quotes this Rashbam. And then he says, I had a story once, that she'echashay k'tata mishto, there was a husband and wife that were fighting for years. Vailo das baro lagarsha, he was going to divorce her. U'bitok ocho k'tata mesa, and in the middle of this whole separation fighting, she died. V'horesilo, I paskin for him, I paskin no shiva, they're married. He had a mind to divorce her. They're married. He says, I paskin. And I brought a raya. We don't paskin like the Rashbam because we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Right? We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and the Rashbam is based on Rabbi Shimon. But Avelos is Durabanan, according to Baal HaTosfos. Avelos is Durabanan. You have one day of according to the Rambam, but it's Durabanan. And then he adds, Va'od eich yala al das ha'adam la'ha'avilo mash'ein libo avel. Ve'ein yom mar lefanav. How can he's not mourning her. How can you make him sit shiva? What do you mean? What if there's a real relationship that they're not mourning each other, Rahman al-Islan? Unehi deba avel mamish lo chilka rabosenu, bein ohev lesone, hacha yesh v'yesh l'chalik. Wow. So, These are all shitas, not saying we pass them like any of them, but in terms of the reflection that gerushin is a process that starts before the gerushin. Right? Gerushin, kiddushin, nothing happens before, if I decide to get married to a woman, nothing happens before I actually marry her. But gerushin, there are some halachas that kick in already from the time of the decision, from the time of the ktivas haget. Part of it might be connected to the fact that mida araisa gerushin is bal karcha. So it's all from the husband's. So therefore, already when the husband decides that already, you know, something might start. Kiddushin has to be acquiescence of both. And therefore, maybe that's why you can't say anything happened before the moment of. Those two sugyas might be connected to each other. Okay, so there's a lot more there. But let's continue now. Back to the discussion of the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So we had the Braisa here on Beis Mabeis, where Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, Reb Shimon Gamliel had a chiddush, that if somebody was pikeach, he had his wits about him, he had a clear mind, and then he became a chereish, so then, if we have gadol omer al gabav, if we have somebody telling him and leading him and instructing him, then it is, he is like a pikeach. That was the shita of Reb Shimon Gamliel, right? It depends. If he was always a chereish, nothing to do. But if he was pikeach and he was nischareish or nishtateh, so then we say that somebody could help him. Somebody could help him and instruct him. But Rabbi Yochanan said, that's not really agreed upon. Because the Tanakama, that Braisa, argues on you. And the way we saw it, the Rasilio explained. Rabbi Yochanan said, don't think that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is explaining the Tanakama. He's arguing on the Tanakama. And the Tanakama, which are the Chachamim, hold against that. That even if there was a cheresh that was pikeach and then a nischaresh, or a pikeach and minishtata, so then they would argue that's not good enough of Goldom and Agabav. So now the Gemara says, Amrin, v'hamasdisa, five lines up from the bottom, on Beis Mabeis. Amrin, v'hamasdisa pliga, what do you have to be medayik and imply it from the Tanakama, that is not beferish? It is a beferish Mishnah Yivamas. It's beferish a Mishnah, right, this day argues. What is that's Perak Acherish. There's a Perak called Cherish in Yivamas, towards the end of Yivamas. Nischarish, who, o nishta, enamotzi olamas. The Mishnah is there to say, if a Cherish got married, so he's only married on a Drabbanan level, then he can get divorced. He's only divorced on a Drabbanan level. But let's say you have a person who was married on a Daraisa level, who is Pikeach, and then Rachman al-Aslani became a Shoteh, he can't get divorced. He can't get nothing to do, because he's married Daraisa, he can't be divorced Daraisa. It says, Nischarishu o nishta eino mozi olamis. But one second, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'yichto v'yikaimu acherim savyado. Why doesn't somebody instruct him? Right, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if he was pikeach and then he became a cheresh, you could always have somebody try to instruct him, and we could assume that he's connecting back to the das that he originally had. So the Mishnah seems to be against Rav Shimon Gamliel. You don't have to like imply it from the Tanakama in that Braisa. The Mishnah's against. So Gemara says, no, maybe the Mishnah is about, you know why the Mishnah says it doesn't work? Kaimuna b'she'eni yodeh lichtov. Maybe the Mishnah is about a case where he doesn't know how to write. He can't write, even with instruction. So if he can't write with instruction, then that's it. He's a cheresh, so he can't be mamana shliach to write a get for him. He can't write a get for him. What does Rav Shimon Gamliel say? If people can instruct him to write the get, even after he became a cheresh or a shoteh, that would be good enough if he originally was pikeach. But here he can't. Here he can't. That's why the Mishnah says that it's no good. But maybe in a chinami, maybe the Mishnah would agree that if he could, and you could instruct him, then it would be good, like Rav Shimon Gamliel says. Most of Rav Bar Mamal, the Hamas Isa Pliga. Okay, let's try again. We have a Braisa that argues on Rav Shimon Gamliel. As follows. The Braisa says, Hare, Shekosav Ksav Yado. If somebody writes instructions, somebody writes instructions about giving a get to his wife. He writes the instructions. Sha'amar le'sofer. We skipped the word oh. Sha'amar le'sofer. He writes to the sofer. Ksov, write a get for my wife. Ula edim chasumo. And he writes to edim, sign the get. Afal pi shekasu v'chasu v'nasnu lo. Even though they wrote it and they signed it and they gave it to him, v'chasu v'nasnu lo, and then he gives it to her as a get, ain't no get. Doesn't work. Why doesn't this work? What's the problem? Why wouldn't this work? So the fact that he is writing it, we assume that this Braisa, this is a Tosefta in Gittin, we assume we're talking about a case of a Cheresh who can't say it, right? Somebody who's a deaf mute. That's what we think this must be talking about. But we assume the fact that he is married, that he was married originally midaraisa. So pikeach, this is the case we're talking about. A pikeach and nischaresh, and the Braisa says it does not work. Doesn't that, why doesn't it work? Why doesn't it work? It should work. Look at the Mara Folda. He wrote, he gave instructions in writing, Umidatani Haresha Kasa Biksavyado, that he wrote it, Shmamina de Mairi Bipikeach Ad Shalom Alechtov. He knows how to write. If he knows how to write, we assume he was originally a Pikeach. V'achach Rischarish, and now he lost Rachman al-Aslan, he became a deaf mute. Umidaino get, it must be we don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, why isn't this good? Right? If he is watched over and he's instructed, and again, his shita is, if he was a pikeach and then he lost the skills, so then, and the das, then they no get, according to him, it should be a good get. Rabbi Yosa says, Amar sofa valesi pliga. Look at the sefa of that tosefta, and you'll see there's no machlokas between this brisa and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Because you're gonna look in the sefa, and in the sefa it's gonna be clear that you don't take things so literally. So just like we're going to see in the Sefer, you don't take things so literally, we're going to be able to go back to the Reisha and say, you don't think things so literally, and it doesn't mean exactly what it says. So, Ema Seifa Valesi Pliga. What does the Seifa say? Eino get acha yishmu es kolo. It's not a get. You can never write a get, says the Seifa of that Tosefta, until you hear the voice of the husband. Sha'amar l'sofer, that he says to a sofer ksov to write, ula edim chasomo, and for the edim to sign. That's what the Tosefta says. So, is that true? You're never allowed to write a get unless the husband verbalizes? Lo sov davar achi yishmo eskolo. It's not true. It's not, you don't need actual, the voice, ela, afilu hirchen barosho. What if he nods? What if he nods and gives you the okay? That also works, Chazal say. So, you see the seifa is not literal. The Sefer, when the Sefer says, you have to hear his voice, it doesn't mean that. It means he could give the sign. So, at Amar Leskan, you say, this is not exact and precise in the Sefer. So, Avacha Leskan, so too in the Reisha, you can say, Islav Dafka. And the Reisha is not Dafka talking about a Cheresh. Right, we're not talking, and that's not the problem of the Sefer, that he happened to write it, that's why it doesn't work. The Reisha is about a totally different problem. The Reisha is about a case, and the Mefarshim here explained, the Mara Folda quotes here from Gittin Samach Vav, it's the problem of Mili lo mimsari l'shliach. Right, that's a big sugi in Meseches Gittin. What's Mili, words? Lo mimsari l'shliach cannot be given over in shlichos. What does that mean? I could give, make a shliach and give him here. Could you, here's money, can you go buy something for me? Okay, well, could that shliach make another shliach? So, if I could assume that I would be happy and fine and not mine, so maybe shliach was a shliach. But that's only if you have, again, it's a big sugya, but we'll take one of the ways of understanding it. That's only if you have an item. You have money, you have a ring. You could make another shliach if the first shliach could give something over to the next shliach. But if it's just words, if it's just instruction, the mishaleach says to shliach number one, please do this for me. And then shliach number one wants to go to shliach number two. The mishaleach says, do this for him. That's not transferable. You can't transfer words. Mili lo mimsari l'shliach. So what's going on in the ratio of this price? So that's what it's referring to. You got to add in a couple of details of the case. We're talking about a case where the instruction is given to one shliach and he wants to give it to another shliach. Nothing to do with a cheresh. Nothing to do with a cheresh. And that's what's being discussed. So just like in the Sefer is Lav Dafka, the Reish is Lav Dafka. This Brisa has nothing to do with the Cheresh. It has no relevance to the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's the suggestion of the Gemara at this point. See what I just said? It's in the Mara Fulda, right across from where we are. So just like the Sefer, the Lo Garcina Besefer Sheyishmu Es Kolo. Take out that phrase in the Sefer till you hear his voice, because it's not true. Elachi Garcina Sheyomar, until he says, so too in the Reisha, lo garcina ksav ksav yado lemai derashbag el hachi garcina harisha amar imru lesofer. Just do chisura mechsura. You say to a sofer, and the sofer wants to say tell another sofer. That's a problem of mili. Again, that's a fascinating huge sugya, but that's just to al regal achas, really the mili lo mimsari. So but that's what the Reisha is talking about. So Gemara says, no, wait a minute. Gemara says, what you just say? You knocked out the Seifa, you gotta change the Seifa, so you gotta change the Reisha. You don't have to knock out the Seifa. You don't have to say the Seifa is not literal. You could just expand what the Seifa means. And if that's true, then you can't just change the Reisha. Amar Rebbe Mana, Iskan, Hi Shmiya Sakol, Hi Archanas Arosh. When the Mishnah said, when the Tosefta says, you have to hear his words. So, you could say that when he shakes his head, it's as if you heard his words. You can say that's what it means. You don't have to change those words. Here, if you know what he's talking about, and you know what he means by shaking his head, so then, you know, that's an expanded understanding of Shmias HaKol. And therefore, don't change the Seifa. The Seifa could be as is. You don't have to say Chisur or Mechsura. There's something missing in the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? You got to hear his voice. When he shakes his head to say yes, that's also like hearing his voice. So you don't have to change anything in the Seifa. And if that's true, then you're not allowed. You don't have the right to change things in the Reisha either. And if you don't have things, you don't have the right to change things in the Reisha, well, back to our Kasha. The Braisa seems to be against Rishu Gamliel. Okay, Rishu Gamliel could argue. He's a Tana. But at this stage, the Gemara says that the Braisa, the Tosefta, is literal, and therefore don't change it. There's no Chisure Mechsura, right, as the Mara Fulda says in the fourth white line. Bain Bereisha, Bain Besefa, Dafka Ktani, right? Don't change the words. And therefore, we're back to the suggestion or the problem that the Tosefta is against Rishu Gamliel. Again, what does Rishu Gamliel say? If a person was healthy with Das and then he lost his Das, he became a Cheresh or a Shoteh, then as long as people could still instruct him to write the get, that's good enough. But you see from this Braisa, not true, because that's exactly what we're talking about in this Tosefta, because it says he wrote it, he gave instructions to write it. If he gave instructions to write it, so that means he knows what writing is, he was a Pikeach, and now he can't, so it must be that that's the case we're talking about. So the Gemara says, Rebbe, we change the girsa, Rebbe Zeira, Baikumi Rebbe Mana, Rebbe Zeira, not Rebbe Ezra, maybe because there is no Rebbe Ezra that we know of, so they changed the girsa to Rebbe Zeira, flipped Zion and the Ein. Rebbe Zeira, Ka Baikumi Rebbe Mana. One second. You're telling me it's the exact same thing? The exact same thing. You know, you could say when it says you have to hear his voice, it means shaking his head. But we know there are differences between those two. We know, it says in Maseches Gittin, when you ask somebody something who can't talk, you got to ask him three times. Just to make sure he knows what you're talking about. You got to ask him three times, and the Gemara there talks about, you don't have to ask him about this three times. You just have to ask him questions about, you know, does it snow in the winter or does it snow in the summer? Or just, it snows in the winter, true or false? Right? Like things like that. So you got to three times. So when he talks, he has to say it three times. When a man is mitzaveh the bow, the sofer, he has to say it three times. No. So you see, there's a difference between saying the words and shaking your head. So how could you say in the Tosefta that saying the words means shaking your head? You know, that's not the same thing. So Amar Lei, no, come on, that's not a fair question. Amar Lei, l'shmias hakol pamachas. No, when he says something, once is enough. Right? You need three times to know that he's telling the truth. So therefore, you can say it's literal, that you don't have to change the braisa, and we're still back to the question, right? So the reisha is literal, the reisha is against Rav Shimon Gamliel, so do we have to end that way that it's a machlokas? No, we still save him. Amar Rav Yudin, so Rav Yudin says, no, maybe there's a difference. Taman ba'omer kach v'kach asisi. When is Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it's okay when he is doing something, right? What's Rav Shimon Gamliel's case? He was a pikeach, now he's in his charesh, so we allow him to write his own get, and he's doing the maisa as long as he's instructed how to do so. That's where Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's okay and it works, right? But Omer kach v'kach asisi, when he's actually doing it, he could be mafresh truma and he could give a get. Hacha, but in the Braisa, in the Tosefta, Bomer kach v'kach asu. He's giving instructions about what to do in the future. So maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that doesn't work. You're going to get instructions, how to give instructions? No, you can have instructions to do a Maisa, like we said on the first daf. Sometimes Maisim could reflect a Das. So Rav Shimon Gamliel's whole Chiddush, that you could still instruct him if he used to be a Pikeach, is only if he's doing something now. He's doing an action. That's where he says it's good. But where he's giving instructions for someone else to do an action, so who says that he says that's, who says that that will be allowed? So Gemara says, well, why should there be a difference between those two? Rabbi Binyamin Bar Levi Boy, Im Yesh Bo Das L'Shavar, if he has Das, again, we're giving a pshat, it's a little hard to fit into the words, but either way, these words are hard to know what they mean. But this is the pshat of the Mara Folda. So, what did we just say? Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's okay if he's doing the action. But if he's instructing somebody to do an action for him, that doesn't work. Why should there be such a difference? Im yesh bo das l'sha'avar, if he has das to do a maisa right now, yesh bo das l'abba, he should have das to give instructions for the future. Im ein bo das l'sha'avar, and if he doesn't have das to do a maisa, ein bo das l'abba, then he shouldn't have das to give instructions in the future. So there shouldn't be any chilik. So we're back to the question. We're struggling. Is there any way to save Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? So the Gemara comes up with two answers, l'maskana. Yeah, there are two ways to be mechalek. Maybe we're misunderstanding the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Avodimi, becheresh anan kaimin, vein shlichus lecheresh. Answer number one, for the maskana, the Tosafta is talking about a cheresh instructing. Even if you want to say a cheresh could have some das if you instruct him, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, he can't appoint a shliach. Shlichus requires full das. And if shlichus requires full das, that's why the Braisa says no good. He says you could do something like similar to do something to yourself, but we're not just talking about past and future, action versus instruction. We're talking about mini shlichus. For mini shlichus, you need full das. And that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree to that Braisa. Amar Rav Yossi Barbun, or a different answer, we're misunderstanding the Braisa. When the Braisa says he wrote instructions, who says that's talking about a case where he's mute and he can't say it? But Bari Anan Kaimin, we're talking about a Bari, we're talking about somebody who's healthy. I have a lama, you know, if somebody healthy, we know from elsewhere, he could write instructions, if he could say it, rather get into the sigus of Rabzera, if he's able to say it, he's able to write it. So we're talking about a Bari, v'lama eno get, so why is it no good? Why are his instructions in writing no good? Ani omer mis'ase kaya b'shtarosav. It must be that he's a really busy businessman and he has 1,000 documents that he's in the middle of. So we assume that maybe when he wrote this document, he wasn't totally focused and he wasn't thinking. It wasn't like this was the only thing that was on his mind. Right? He had 20 things on his mind. I said, oh yeah, take care of my wife. So we don't think he was so serious and have full das. And therefore, again, according to either of these, it's not a problem. The Braisa is not against Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Period. Shlichus is a big topic. In terms of a cheresh being excluded from shlichus. There is, though, a very important machlokas. We mentioned this way back in Shabbat Shuva, I think. A machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur. The Rambam, Gershon. The Rambam discusses what happens if somebody tells a shliach, give a get to my wife, and then before the get got there, he became a shoteh. Right, he became incapacitated in terms of das. And then the shliach gives the get. So he's not supposed to give the get. But what happens if he gives the get? Anyway, he wasn't supposed to. So the Rambam says, in Beis Tesvav in Gershon, he uses one word. One word. The get is, Amrakshi bari kasvu gevenas tunulishti, give it to my wife, yachach nivas, mamtina shiavri, you gotta wait till he gets his mind back. The shliach doesn't have to go and ask again after he gets his mind back, you still want me to do this? No, as long as he was in full capacity mind originally, he's good. What if he gave it? What if he gave it anyway? It's a pasul get. If you remember the Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin, in the first parak, the Rambam says, everywhere I write pasul in these halachis, it means pasul midrabanan. Everywhere I write batel, it means batel mida oraisa. The Rambam says that back, I think, in Perak Aleph. So one second, if somebody gives a get while the husband is a shota, so it's good mida oraisa. The Tur quotes this Rambam and says, "What is he talking about? It's pasul. It's batel. It's not pasul." So machlokas Rambam Tur about this case. What's the lum? This says the Ar Sameach on this Rambam. Well, maybe it depends how do you look at shlichus. How independent is the shliach from the mishaleach? If he's not independent, he's just a extension of the mishaleach, then if the mishaleach is a shoteh, the shliach can't have any more power than the mishaleach, and then the Tur says, batel, this get is meaningless, he's a shoteh. But if you say the shliach has some independence from the mishaleach, maybe he's a stand-in, and ironically, the more he's a stand-in, the more he might have independence. So maybe he would be able to give it, even when the, not lechadchila, midarabanan. You shouldn't say that, because people will think that a shota can be megarish. But maybe midaraisa, it would work. So again, it depends how you look at shlichus, which again is a very large topic in terms of that. But that's one machlokas, but it relates to here, that the cheresh, or the shota himself, cannot be memana a shliach. Weiter. V'tani kein. Now we continue. we have a Brisa Bamed Dvarim Amurim. We go back to what we said before about the three times. The Brisa says that if somebody is shaking their head, you got to ask them three times. So Bamed Dvarim Amurim, that you have to have Nibadika three times. Bizan Shapirish Mitoch Birio, where there was a sudden illness that came onto him, he suddenly lost his mind. Then you don't know that maybe that shocked him, not having a daset right now, and therefore you have to ask him three times. Avalim nishtatik machmas cholyo. But if it was a slow process, machmas cholyo, it wasn't sudden. Dayop hamachas. You could just ask him once. Just ask him once. Either because it wasn't sudden, so you don't think he's automatically lost the mind, or the Rasirlio says because it was a slow process. Nisya'ish min hachayim vaday vaday uleishto niskaven. He's definitely serious. Right, he's definitely in a state where he's very sad, but he's acting in with a full mind. Okay, now we're back to the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that a cheresh cannot be mafresh truma. Cheresh cannot be mafresh truma. We spoke about Reb Shimon Gamliel, but now we're getting back to that. Man tani cheresh. Who says that a cheresh is on the list of ones who cannot be mafresh truma? Delo kareb Yehuda. That's against Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani, because the Tosefta says, the first Tosefta in Trumos. Tosefta in Trumos. So Tosefta in Trumos starts off, there's an extra line here that does not appear in our Gemara. The Gra adds it in, because it's the first line in Tosefta. The Tosefta says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Cheresh et Toram, Trumos or Truma. A Cheresh that is Torem, you don't need full das. Trumos or Truma. And then the Tosefta continues. That's what we're up to. Rabbi Yehuda, I'll bring you a raya that I'm right. That a cheresh can. There was a story about the children of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. Show you kulan cherishin. All his children were cherishin. But everybody trusted them and gave their tumah v'tara, gave their taras to these boys to watch over. So you see, they have das because everybody was trusting them to watch their food that it doesn't become tar. So it just doesn't become tame. So just like they were trusted for tumah v'tara, so Rabbi Yehuda says, doesn't that mean hafresh is truma also? Wouldn't it be the same thing? That can be mafresh truma. Amru lo, the chachamim say back to Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about? Who says that's connected? Mibrei shahataros ein tzrichas machshava. V'nasas adei cherishot v'katan. Taros, they just have to watch that nothing touches it. They had enough das for that. Who says that's good enough for hafresh is truma? Aval truma v'maisris tzrichas machshava. Trumas and Maisris need machshava. They need designation. You have to be mafresh and designate this as truma. That's an interesting higher level. Right? Usually you think tumah v'tahara is the highest level. No. Here, all you need is to focus that nothing touched it. That they could do. But hafreshes truma needs designation, and therefore they can't do that. Says the Gemara, Veinam Pnifsal Fezach Adas. What do you mean? Doesn't Taras, if you don't focus on Taras, isn't that a problem? It's what's called Nifsal Behesach Adas. You're not focusing on it. So the Gemara answers, yeah, even so, Hafrashas Truma needs something higher. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi La, Ein Kasa B'Hen Machshava. By Tumah V'Tahara, it doesn't say Machshava. Machshava here means thought and designation that this is going to be Truma, this is going to be Chulin. It doesn't say that by Hataras. Shmira Kasa B'Hen. It just says you have to guard it. You have to guard it from Tumah. So they have the ability to not have a Hesach Hadas for allowing it to become Tameh, but maybe they don't have the level of Das that's required for Hafrashas Truma, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda, don't bring me any Raya. So as a Machlokas, our Mishnah reflects the Shita of the Tanakama, and in the Tosefta, Rabbi Yehuda says that a Cheresh would be able to be Mafresh. Okay, we'll stop here, Baruch Hashem. We'll see you next time with other issues of Hafrashas Truma.